Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a descendant of Haitian immigrants.
All right.
So my parents migrated
from Haiti
to Brooklyn, New York.
So look, that's a rough trip from, you know, coming from Haiti. Matter of fact, you know, shout out to those who have just come through Hurricane Matthew.
Definitely.
Our prayers for all those who have lost life and property, you know, may they, you know, whatever all that we can do in order to help y'all to do what y'all need to do to rebuild in the Caribbean, Haiti, and Jamaica. We're here. So, you know, let's just put that out there.
Definitely.
You know, so now your parents come from Haiti.
Yes.
They moved to Brooklyn,
New York.
The BK.
Right.
Now, you growing up in Brooklyn, how does a young man go from Brooklyn to sit in the director's chair in East Orange, New Jersey?
Man, honestly, I have to give humongous love and props to my grandmother.
The matriarch
of my family.
There you go.
You know, thankfully for her, she made sure that my head was on right. She made sure that certain values and morals she instilled in me. And thankfully for her, I am the man that I am today. I've definitely got to give it to her. And when we talk about, you know, take a community coming together to raise a child,
right.
That's exactly what I've had.
Right.
I have uncles and aunties that are not blood to me.
Right.
But they made sure that I was on point.
Absolutely.
Whether it be, hey, straight from home.
Right.
Go upstairs, change your clothes, get your homework done.
Right.
After you get your homework done, then you can come downstairs.
Right.
These are people that, honestly, that helped raise me, but they're not blood.
Right.
But they were an active role in my life.
Exactly.
And I know we just touched on the Father's Conference. The man that helped raise me was not my biological father.
All right. Hey.
I ain't call him uncle neither.
Right.
But he was not my biological father. So, you know, definitely huge shout out to him. Huge shout out to my mother. They made sure that I stayed on track. Not to say that I never
we all do
tip off the track a little bit.
You know.
But
back.
Yeah. But thankfully for them, their prayers, and just their consistent love. Like, I guess for me, it was not letting down the people
right.
who believed in me so
and
much.
And invested so much in
and
you.
And invested so much.
It put you right there, right?
Yeah, come on, man. I would hate to break my grandmother's heart.
Right.
That to me is like
You know, having been one who also was raised by his grandmother,
mm-hmm.
you know, I say my mother wasn't active. I didn't live with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandmother.
The big mama's big mama.
Right, exactly. You
that's
know,
it. There's no other way to describe it.
You know, look.
Big mama's big mama.
You know, my mother's disappointment is one thing. My grandmother's disappointment is
two totally
different levels of disappointment, which I'm not even trying to deal with. I ain't want to deal with my grandmother over not even deal with my grandfather or my father.
Listen,
you know,
I remember when I was in middle school, elementary middle school, I would often get in trouble. I would get into all kinds of male trouble.
Yeah,
let's call it that. Male
trouble. Right.
Urban male trouble.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I would get into those
situations.
And what would happen is, I remember one time my mother got so upset with me, like, yo, what's happening with you? What's happening? So she sat down, she prayed with me. When she realized that the Lord wasn't working on me fast enough, she whooped my butt.
There you go.
So then the next time I got in trouble, I don't know if she couldn't make it or whatever the case was, she sent my grandmother to come get me.
Oh, Lord.
Now, I'm sitting there in the principal's office, and I'm like, all right, my mom's about to come. I'm about to get screamed at.
Right.
Might get my ears pulled, smacked behind the head.
Right.
I braced myself for that. I was prepared for that.
Right.
I seen my grandmother walk through that door, and my heart dropped directly into my stomach, and I could not feel. I lost the feeling in my body. So now what my grandmother says to me, she looks at me with this, oh, my God, she was so upset with this. I've never seen her with this evil look in her face before. She said, why do I have to come here and get you, boy? And I said to her, well, Ma, I got in trouble because there was actually a kid was picking on another kid, and I stood up.
You intervened, right.
And I intervened, and I stood up for the kid, and long story short, I was the person that ended up
getting short
end of the stick. And my grandmother looks at me, and she says to me, she pulled me close. She was like, I want you to continue helping those that can't help themselves. And I'll always support you. I don't mind coming up here every day if that's what it is. But make sure it ain't anything other than this. So she looked, and, you know, that was her conversation with me at the moment.
Right.
But in front of the principal, she was big mama.
Right, you know.
But the walk home
right.
was good.
Right.
I thought it was going to be something different. She was like, She done seen the kid that got picked on, and she also seen the kid that I got into a situation.
Right.
And my grandmother, after that day, that's when I realized.
Aggressive negotiation.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, that day is when I realized what my calling was. Because this is what I always do. This is what I've always done.
Right.
I help people who couldn't help themselves.
Right.
So, and that's just who I am, man.
So that's how we got here to this place and at this time. Now I always end this with three different questions, and I'm going to end this interview no different. If you could have dinner with 10 people, well, not including yourself,
mm-hmm.
living or dead,
mm-hmm.
who would they be?
Nine people. Living or dead.
Anybody.
I would definitely love to talk to Harriet Tubman.
Mm-hmm. Tealing Underground.
Harriet Tubman. Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
MLK.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Garvey.
Open a nationalist at this table.
Marcus Garvey. President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
We had five. President Obama. I would love to talk to Michelle as well.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama.
Mr.
I would love to talk to Oprah Winfrey.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Johnson. I'm thinking Bob Johnson. I would love to talk to.
You bring a bread, you're gonna eat dinner.
Tupac and Biggie.
The tourney. No,
that's it.
You know that's some grub right there.
Look it up in the archives. Bye-bye now.